relay service, CA9278. I have a message for this line. Dual, this is Mute checking in from Disney. Hope you enjoy hearing from me. I'll talk to you soon about the show. Welcome to Radio Freak America. End of message. Thank you.
No caps, unlimited long distance.
And it will never end, as far as you know?
No, it will never end. It will never
DJ
end.
DJ Mollet.
The tone you will hear next will be the standard pitch.
You are listening to Radio Freak America.
Are you giving your permission to change your long-distance provider to Quest Long Distance?
Yes.
You're giving your permission to change your local long-distance provider to Quest Long Distance, correct?
Yes.
I took Quest Unlimited plan of $30 per month for the first 12 months with unlimited residential state-to-state, in-state, and if selected local full voice calls within the United States, correct?
Whoa, for the first 12 months?
That's what it tells me.
Fuck. Damn. It is like hell putting the show together, man. This is like last minute, totally last minute. No show notes. You know, because honestly, I have a life. I've got a life outside RFA. I know it's hard to believe. Because of all the love and all the work that we put into the show. But I do have to do things for other people for compensation. And sometimes it gets into, it takes a chunk out of what is really important, right? What is really important. And that is spreading the message of love. No, not love. Yes, love. Love of technology. Love of phones and computers. That is why you're here on RFA.
I love you, man.
I love you, too. You know, I bet you never thought there would be an intro like that. I'm joined by Stankin' Bland.
Yo, respect the copyright.
Oh, you have no idea.
Corporate sellout.
Yeah, you have no idea. That's what I work for the RA, by the way. Yeah, we have no show notes. We don't need show notes, especially for this show. This is going to be a special show.
Don't need no stinking notes.
That's right, and that's why you got the special intro. We're going to start with some housekeeping. Unfortunately, I'm not prepared. I have a ton of emails I need and want to read, but I can't because I didn't have a chance to read them or print them out or get ready for the show. So, this is Wednesday, it's like 8:59 right now, and I have to stream in a minute. So, no housekeeping for me. But Bland, I believe, has some, do you not?
Yes, I do. Want to give some shouts out to the people that are on the RFA IRC channel, and Crossing the Boundaries, also the BinRev Radio people. Want to give shouts to Gluco, Killer, Fiend, Haggislash is usually there. Zapper, of course, Killer, I've already mentioned him.
Both Killers.
And, Digweed and Voodoo Hal.
Hell yeah. All those people, everybody on the RFA channel. I'm hoping I can get there. Oh, I can't. Last time I tried to go on the channel, it crashed. You know, here's what happens. I'm streaming the show, you know, on my Windows box. Yeah, I know, I haven't gotten working Linux yet. But I used to have a box. It was just, it was console only. You know, it was just text. And a Linux box, and I'd fire up IRSSI, right, and it worked beautifully. You know, I could be in the channel during the whole show, nothing would happen to the stream. Right now I don't have it, so I'm on another Windows box I have, and as soon as I fire up an IRC client, it just, the stream just craps out. I don't know why, and it blows my mind. I would think there would be no difference. Right? It would be sending the same amount of traffic, right? The same protocol going across TCP/IP. But it's not, apparently. I don't know. We're going to start, then, with the freak news. Oh, God. Dude, disgusting. No. I had to throw down some crappy fast food. I'm in such a hurry, and I do not like to eat fast food.
I think Bland and I's attempt at the red box sound.
I was trying to avoid it. It was kind of embarrassing. I've got it right here, actually. I did not eat McDonald's. The freak news is now. There was some actual freak news on the last episode of BinRev. Ooh, I said issue. Is that a Freudian slip?
I say that accidentally a lot too.
Yeah, but I want it to happen. I want it to be now.
That's because you guys have issues.
We do have issues, but I want the issue of BinRev so bad. Ooh, so bad.
I can say coming soon.
And I don't even want to say why I want it so bad, but it's just freaking... Oh, man. Oh, dude. I've got a... Anyways, I'm trying to avoid any sexual references, swearing. I think I already swore, though, didn't I? I want this to be a good show, good tech, good rants, and I think it will be. I know it will be, because right now is the freak news. And I'm going to... You know what? I'm not going to start with this. I'm going to save this one. We're going to start with... Believe it or not, unfortunately, what I'm doing right now, the work I'm doing, I have the USA Today around, right? People bringing it into work, whatever. It's a kind of a horrible paper. It's really colorful. It's like really candy, cartoony, you know. It's really weird. It's a very strange newspaper. But it has, in the money section, that's where I go, straight to the money section, it's been having a lot of freak news in it, and today was no different. Of course, we talked about the new MCI scandal. And actually, well, I'll go ahead and touch on that. There's more stuff that came out today, or yesterday, I should say, on some hearings regarding this MCI scandal. Of course, they are accused of routing calls to make them seem like they're local so they don't have to pay the access charges. Let's see. Here we go. AT&T says MCI improperly routed calls via Canada to AT&T, which paid to deliver them. It also says MCI improperly routed government calls that way, raising security concerns. Did I say it right? Security. MCI executive Jerry Edgerton disputed that Tuesday in a statement and said, "National security has not been compromised." Envoy, one company MCI allegedly used to get calls to Canada, adamantly disputes allegations of wrongdoing, its CEO also said in a statement. Oh, unbelievable. What if they did? Oh, my God. I talked about it on Bin Rev last night. They would be, you know, why aren't they gone? Why do they not exist anymore? You know, just boom, they've wiped off the face of the earth, this giant corporation. No more. No more profits, no more stocks, no more scandals. I can't believe they exist still. If that happens, there's no doubt. They have to be. Total liquidation, baby. Worse than Enron. Gone. Gone. How can they even exist? Doesn't somebody have the power to say, fuck you, goodbye? Well, of course, there's too much money coming from the government, so it's not going to happen. All right, I have to slow down. I've been in a rush all day. I'm in a rush to get this show done. We're doing it right now. I've got to relax and slow down. Keep the energy level up.
Deep breaths.
But slow down. I do, man. I'm serious. I'm like so... It's like I'm wired. I'm so busy, you know?
Are you back on the caffeine again?
No, I'm not. I promise I'm not. Much. Just very, very busy. Very busy. Okay, this is in response to our theme, our new theme by DJ Mollusk, who is also... Alright, I'm going to pimp it here. Everybody go check out the crew page, right? The Agents of Freedom page at oldschoolfreak.com. It's going to be redone. DJ Mollusk is now listed Agent of Freedom. There's a lot of stuff on that page. Check it out. Trust me, it'll be worth it. The theme now, of course, by DJ Mollusk, where I left AT&T and signed up with Quest to get long distance. Well, guess what? Quest, so far I've been happy with Quest, but AT&T has sent me a letter from the general manager of the AT&T Consumer Division. I can't even read the name. Whatever. They sent me a letter. Oh, and better yet, attached to the letter is a check.
What?
Not really. A check for... let me read the letter first, and then we'll discuss the check. Dear, and they screwed up my name. They've had my name screwed up forever. I've called them 6 times to correct it, and they still have it screwed up. Dumbasses.
Parallel.
Yeah, exactly. They've got it parallel dual. Unbelievable. Dear dual parallel, it always bothers me. Yeah, it does. Right. I'm done. That's it. Thank you. Please. Fuck you. It always bothers me to lose a good customer. That's what compelled me to write. Oh, can you believe that?
Written? It was a personalized handwritten letter.
And the signature is actually like photocopy. But I bet they really sort of wanted to write it by hand. Anyways. Not long ago, you decided to discontinue your AT&T residential long distance service. Now, I'm personally asking you to reconsider. Here's why. Oh, it gets better. It gets so good.
Yeah, this is going to be good.
while rates among major long-distance companies are very competitive, only AT&T gives you the added value of quality service. That is true, by the way. More than 120 years of long-distance experience and a wide choice of calling plans designed to meet your needs, your lifestyle, and your budget. Maybe that's why many people who leave AT&T come back within 6 months. But I'm going to write... I got to get that date and write that down, and I'm going to see. I'm going to check in 6 months and see if I'm back or not. But you, italicized, have another good reason to come back today. Our new AT&T One Rate 5 Cents plan. Wow, it's ironic, isn't it, that it's new right when I change service. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That's perfect timing.
Yeah, wow. How convenient. I love our president. Enjoy a great low rate of 5 cents a minute on all your state-to-state long-distance calls from home all the time. In-state rates may be higher. Best of all, you can enjoy this low rate and a low monthly plan fee for just $2.95. So that dropped a dollar, if I'm correct. Simply call, everybody call this please, 1-800-874-6159, extension 43188. To switch to AT&T residential long-distance service and enroll in the AT&T One Rate 5 Cents plan.
I wonder if that's his personal extension, insincere motherfucker.
Oh, shit, can I talk to... I can't read... I'm assuming it's Barry. It looks like B-A-R-Y. I'm assuming it's Barry, two R's. Barry Heller? Helen? Heller? I think it's Heller. Barry Heller. Go give Mr. Heller a call.
We should do that on a show. We should call and demand, okay, I have a personal request from Barry, Harry Ball, yeah, whatever his name is, and say, listen, I'm not switching back until I talk to Harry Balls or whatever his name is.
I totally agree.
Yeah, I want Helen Keller to fucking tell me like he did. You know, if he wants me back, that I'll tell you what, I'll make this deal right now. On the next RFA, we will call up. And if I can get, you know, fucking Harry Balls to ask me personally to switch, I will do it.
Whoa. Step up, Barry. The challenge, the gauntlet has been thrown. The gauntlet, he smacked you in the face, Big B.
Step up and put your money where my dick is.
No.
Mouth is.
No freaking shit. All right, let me finish. Or any other AT&T calling plan you choose. I can't wait to make that call. We're going to do that, too.
I'll do it.
We're going to... What if they listen? Maybe they'll be calling us up.
Maybe they'll call you.
Maybe. Is this parallel duel? No, you fucks. You know what? It's hell to get my name right, for crying out loud. Guess what?
That's call and say, Mr. Perrello?
Mr. Pirelli? You know what? Honestly, names are very important. Especially after you fix it 5 freaking times and they still get it wrong. Why would I come back? Why? If I don't mean enough to them to fix my name, but this is such a personal letter, they can't get my name right. Or any other AT&T calling plan you choose. When you call, we'll even cover the cost of switching to AT&T. So call today. Well, it's freaking free doing it. We'll give your... here we go. I'll just read this and then we'll talk about it. So call today. We'll give you your check code, and switch you to AT&T residential long-distance service. Be sure to ask about AT&T local toll rates, too. Then sign and cash your $70 check by 82403 and spend it any way you please. Well, fucking thank you. I couldn't make an offer like this if you weren't so important to us. Oh, my God. The drivel. The horror. And I hope to welcome you back soon as one of our most valued customers. Sincerely, Mr. Ass. Okay. Attached to the letter at the very top. Oh, wow. A check. For $70. Wow. Oh my. I'm going to buy a new house. What the hell am I going to do with $70? Who? $70? I guess. Honestly. And nothing for, you know, to somebody who's... Not that $70 isn't a lot of money. Like, you know, all I've got are 50s in my wallet, you know. I'm not, you know. But $70? Who gives a rat's ass? You know? Bush is giving me more than that. Fucking tax rebates. Fuck. $70, a meaningless $70 that you call up, and it fools you into it. It's like people who really need the $70. Oh, great, check the $70. I'll sign in cash. It's like they're literally tricking you. into changing long distance service, you know. Totally, utterly.
I'm getting all the time also, and I don't even, you actually read the letter. I didn't even bother reading it. I just rip it and throw it in the trash.
I only read it because of freak news. I mean, and it interests me. I mean, these horrible, utter, you know, low life, slimy tactics, you know? Because really, some people will get it and think it's a check to them. They won't think anything about it. They'll go try to cash it. They'll do whatever, you know?
If you look at the fine print on the back of the check, it clearly has in small letters, endorsement of this check, endorsement of cashing, agrees that you are switching your long-distance service, blah, blah, blah. It'll tell you right on the back of the check.
No, Stank. It tells you right on the front of the check in big letters at the top. Your signature and cashing of this check will switch your long-distance service to AT&T. Do you think everybody's going to read that? Do you think everybody can read? Do you think it'll register to everybody? No. Some people don't know or don't care. It's almost, you know, they'll just get this and they'll blindly cash it, and guess what? It's like they were not spam slammed.
And that's equivalent to, like, your opening where you called and at the last minute they threw that 12-month thing on you, remember?
Yes, yes.
They have to get a third party to verify it legally when you do it on the phone, but legally in writing, endorsing and signing and cashing that check is the same thing. Legally they have cover because they did notify you. If you didn't bother to read it, that's your own fault.
Right. Some people just, oh, run down to the big cash checking place, you know? Check cashing place. Fuck! That's fucking bullshit. Not to mention, I don't like people, and like credit card companies do this as well. They send checks, you know, made out to you through the mail, and I don't like that. I don't like, that's just bullshit as well. Don't send me fake fucking checks for $15,000, whatever. That's really wrong. I'm like mad now. I'm mad. I can't fucking talk. I'm fucking so damn busy. I don't have time to take a shit. I'm not kidding you. I want to take a shit. And I don't care. I know the show, it should be tech and all of this, you know. Fuck. Other things happen, okay? I want this show to be tech all the time. But it's not going to be, all right?
I think that would be a radio first.
What's that?
You
don't. Oh, fuck. Thanks,
man. Record breaking. You would be.
You know, I could. I damn.
Let's not go there.
I say I got an extension cord. Anyways, I'm serious. I'm just, man, I'm pissed. And I wonder. I wonder if this is the right thing to do. Is it? I mean, I feel like. I think I've said this before. This is not a new thing. You know, I don't want to be work, store, home. Work, you know, or I don't know. That's why I do this. That's why I do the show. That's why I like to mess with technology, right? It enriches me. You know, it fulfills me. You know, it is my passion, and that's why I'm here. That's the freak news. God, do you think that upset me? You think I'm pissed off now?
Better we move on to my topic?
Oh shit, I'm scared. But it's such a good topic. Oh my god, it's so easy to shoot holes through this shit. Let's go, man. Just jump right in. Do it.
Why don't you open up and I'll, because once I start, I don't want, you're going to have to rein me back in.
Here's what it is. It's a site created by, run by, sponsored by the MPAA called RespectCopyrights.org. Ah! Horrible. It's a bad place to be on the internet. First of all, why the is it a .org? Why the hell is it a .org?
Well, like somehow the MP fucking AA is a nonprofit organization. Are you fucking kidding me?
It is so unbelievable. It's like
F word is about to start pouring.
And then, you know what? I don't care. I was thinking about this after your show, right? It was so much fun. You know, we swore a little bit, did a little sexual joke, whatever. That's fun. It's funny. It's hilarious. We've talked about a lot of important topics, a lot of sex. And you know what, right? And I'm thinking, man, we gotta talk tech, we gotta talk, you know, digital rights, stuff that are important, some little freak news, and cut all that kind of stuff out and be serious about it. You know, fuck that. We can do whatever the hell we want. This is a damn good show. We got some damn good topics, and if it pisses us off, it's gonna piss us off and you're gonna know. And this is horrible. This is so bad. It's unbelievable. It's like it's so fake, it's so plastic. Yet it's transparent. Oh, it's, let's begin. Should we begin with the videos?
You know what? First of all, let's mention that this is not just a website that we stumbled across. This got me while I was watching television, and it had a fucking commercial on network television where they come on and they give this little sob story about how stealing, downloading movies is stealing, and how you're taking foods out of the mouth of hardworking people and blah, 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 blah. So they come on and they try to give this sob story, which, first of all, you know, unfortunately, the sheep are going to see it and believe it. You know, that's the terrible thing. When you put it on media network television and stuff like that, people see it and they accept it as true. That's why the media is so biased. That's why people believe everything they see on the news, everything they see on TV. They put this on TV and it's already bleeding in. I got so mad when I saw this on the commercial that I called Duel and we checked out the site, and it's just, I mean, my teeth bleed. I get so mad at this.
There's blood shooting out of his eyes.
I swear to God, I just, oh.
It is. It's infuriating. I'm sure Bland felt the same way.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, big time. Big time. Let's start with the bleeding heart videos. Or video, right? There's only one up, correct?
Only one up right now, yes.
Okay, and that is of a set painter, if I'm correct?
Yes, I think that's correct.
A set painter.
And you know, the set painter probably, I mean, I'm going to somewhat be impartial. He probably is serious when he's saying what he said. He probably believes it, and he probably is a hardworking person. He probably makes more money than I do. He's not, you know, he's not panhandling or anything.
Right.
But this guy comes on and basically goes through a spiel about, this is what I do, and we make magic happen, and I paint the sets of this, and I painted Forrest Gump's cock, and I painted all this. Whatever, fine, whatever you did. But then he goes into this thing about stealing, downloading videos on peer-to-peer file sharing is wrong, and I'm just a working, hard-working stiff, and I'm trying to put food on my table for my family. And every time somebody steals, every time somebody downloads a movie off of a file for sharing, they're stealing money out of my pocket, and I'm just trying to save my family. And, God damn it, Joel, I'm going to fucking start yelling.
Okay, calm down, calm down. If you do, that's fine. Get a drink. It really, honestly, everybody, if you know Stank, if you listen to the show, and honestly, I know, and this is, we hadn't even considered it for the show. He just called me up, and he was mad. Not just mad, he was pissed. He was angered. He was infuriated. He really does get angry. I mean, this does mean, you know, it means something to us, right? It should mean something to everybody.
And we should, see, I am an educated consumer. You're not going to pull the fucking wool over my eyes.
That's right.
I know better. And damn it, I wish more people knew better, too. I wish more people did get mad about this.
I wish more people cared.
You know, and the thing is, this motherfucker, he's probably, again, he's probably serious. He works for a living. He deserves to get paid. That's not the issue. That's so not the issue. Don't make that the fucking issue. Okay? The issue is, he's on there whining. And he's probably brainwashed by them as well.
Yes.
Okay? He's probably brainwashed by them as well, and he thinks this. But you know what? Let's step back and be real about this. When somebody downloads a movie, they're not stealing money out of you, the paint director, cock painter, whatever your job title is. They're not stealing money from you. They're stealing money from the studios, and I'm not denying that. You know, I'm really not. When you download a movie, the bottom line is you're not stealing from these paint setters. This problem is not with people downloading bootleg movies. This problem is with your studio, who makes 50 fucking million goddamn dollars and pays you a fucking piss-ant salary while they capitalize on your fucking hard work. So if you want your goddamn money from these people, go to your boss, tell them, I want a fucking raise, I'm the set painter, I created magic, I painted Forrest Gump's cock. You talk to him about it, don't go on a goddamn television that I'm watching and get on the damn internet and tell people that somebody's stealing money from you. You talk to the people in charge. They pay your paycheck. If you don't like it, get the fuck out. Get them to pay you more, or shut the fuck up.
Yeah! Hell fucking yeah, dude. That was rad. I was backing up from the phone, my speakerphone.
No, I'm sorry. I know when I yell, it probably spikes the sound.
Oh, dude, my speaker, little speaker on my phone is crapping out now, dude. It's like all. It's.
I'm sorry to the listeners. I knew it was gonna. I'm gonna try to keep it down, but
no,
I get
dude.
So mad. That I feel personally insulted. He's calling me. He's telling me that I'm stealing food from his mouth and that I'm no. You need to talk to the people that are distributing the money. The same thing with the fucking RIAA. By the way, this site is from the MPAA, but if you go there and look, it's also supported by the RIAA. It's supported by Fox Studios, CBS Studios, every other studio, Buena Vista. It's every one of these studios is also behind it. So it's not just the MPAA, but yes, they're the ones that are on here and about it. And they have one video up now. They're going to keep putting them up, and it's the same fucking propaganda. They're all going to whine and cry and try to make you feel bad and try to blame you, an individual person at home.
Oh, my God. That was just the video. That was just the video. Bland, you were saying something?
And, you know, it's not like they're going to stop making fucking movies because someone's downloading. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, things right. I mean, what the fuck? Is there not going to be any call for set painters, for cock painters, ever?
I really want to paint my cock now.
Don't make me laugh.
Breathtaking.
look, it's a
wise.
Picture of the Grand Canyon. What's that?
Yeah, it's made of lightning rod. Anyway, you know, it's not that they're taking money from people who have already got paid. That's fucking... Only the government does that. You know, if I download fucking Shrek on the internet, I'm not, you know, I'm not post-facto going back and fucking flattening someone's tire. The guy that sat there and, you know, in Photoshop or whatever and made Shrek's cock, you know, painted Shrek's cock.
Right. We gotta get out this cock painting thing, okay?
All right.
But if I do get the Eiffel Tower on mine, I'll let everybody know.
Outstanding. I got the Leaning Tower of P.E. All right. But yeah, I mean, this isn't a post-facto thing. I mean, now, if I was able to get on the internet and download the dailies from a movie that was just being shot, like, as we speak, and 400 billion other people did the same thing, and so no one was going to go and watch the movie because we all had it on DVD with all the special features and everything else magically, then, yeah, that might be taking the job away from somebody. But if the movie's already made, if you've already cashed that check from Buena Vista, if you've already got that money, there's no way that's going to take money from you. That's fucking stupid.
Yes, it is. It totally is. And honestly, I've known people that have done this, right, for a long time. Much even before peer-to-peer file sharing, there's people trading stuff, you know, Sneakernet, I'm telling you, the mail, okay? People had copies from other countries, you know, before things were released to video. I've seen a lot of the video camera copies. Honestly, they suck. They're shit. It was not fun at all. You know, I got, you know, Hebrew at the bottom, you know, or you know, Cantonese, you know, it sucks. I want to see the movie in good quality, good sound. They suck. You know, it's not worth it to me, personally. I don't want to watch a bad Super VHS DivX rip of some movie. I'll spend the money to watch a movie I want to see, you know, at the theaters, on a DVD, at the rental store. Look how much they're making on rentals. Look how much they're making on manufacturing alone. Just the fact that they've gone from VHS to DVD. You know how much money they're saving?
Well, you know what, since you hit that topic, the other common cry and whine from these bastards is they talk about how DVD sales are slow because people are pirating our movies on the internet,
bullshit.
Burning them and copying themselves. A, lower the price on DVDs.
Yes.
B, right from your own goddamn fucking hypocritical goddamn site, I cut and paste this quote that says, DVD rentals surpassed VHS rentals for the first time in the U.S. in June of 2003, making it the fastest growing consumer electronics platform in history. How the fuck do you explain that the goddamn rentals are going higher than anything and DVD sales are somehow low? How are you going to say two different, completely contradictory things? You fucking put it right on your own site. You know you're lying. You are flat out lying to the American consumer.
Exactly. Not only are they lying, but they are inducing fear to get what they want. Right? All the time.
They
fear, uncertainty, and doubt. They are making sure every person who doesn't know, you know, the intricacies of technology is scared shitless, so they don't use peer-to-peer. We'll get to that as well. Do you want to start with that now, actually? I can't get that site up, but it's the part. Is it like four or five, you know, reasons why you shouldn't use peer-to-peer, right?
I don't think they listed a list of reasons, but...
Well, yeah, there's one you shouldn't use it, and then it said, like, you'll get viruses, and read that, you know, the one where it's, oh, you'll...
Right, it's, okay. It's,
read it.
They're using two things. First of all, they're trying to guilt you. Feel sorry, we don't pay these people enough, and it's your fault.
Right.
No, they're trying to guilt you. Second, they're trying to scare you and make you think they're coming after you. They're trying to make you think that you're doing something wrong, and if you do, oh, all these terrible things, and hackers are going to just do all this and do all that.
Oh, dude, it's so funny. You got to read that part.
Right, it's just ridiculous. Your computer is vulnerable, it said at the top. I cut and pasted this because I was so mad. Have you ever had your computer crash and had to replace it or reinstall all the files due to virus or other such problems? I'm sure that's because you downloaded the movie. That's what did it. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, blame. Let's make a generic thing and that's blame. The nature of peer-to-peer file sharing sites like eDonkey, Nutella, Kazaa, etc. open your computer to destructive viruses and worms and annoying pop-ups. First of all, thanks for the list. I didn't know all. They had a big list of all these different things. Some more peer-to-peer file sharing programs. I appreciate it. Thanks for your help.
Exactly. Thank you.
And you're going to get viruses from using them.
Doesn't it go on and talk about, like, personal credit information or something like that?
Read it. The next thing it does is list the viruses. AFER, Benjamin, Backdoor, Fizzer, Klez, NIMDA, LiveLot. You know what? Guess what? NIMDA, Klez, LiveLot. Those are like email spread viruses. I don't even think you can get those through peer-to-peer.
Yes,
you know, they just, like, got a goddamn list of viruses and said, here, this is going to scare you. You shouldn't do that. You know, that's LiveLot. That's the Avril Lavigne virus. I think that's a... Outlook Express virus. I don't even think you can spread that. You know, they're just pulling names out of a hat to scare you again.
Right.
Because you become a distributed source for illegal downloading of movies, music, and more, which makes you just as responsible if you have downloaded the movie yourself. Network users have a backdoor to your hard drive while you're online, therefore seeing your personal private information such as bank records, social security numbers, etc. Oh my God, turn the off, disconnect everything. Oh my God.
Your wife will get raped. Dude, unbelievable. All right, first of all...
The last sentence.
Oh, please.
The theft of your personal information worth the free movie. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God, this is so unbelievable.
I mean, this is just to anybody who's an educated consumer, anybody who knows, these are flat-out lies.
Totally.
They're not lies. They're misrepresentations of facts. They're absolutely... you know, they're blown completely out of proportion, and they're completely irrelevant to this topic. You know, do viruses exist? Yes. Can you get them through peer-to-peer? On very extremely, incredibly rare occasions, you know, if you download an executable, if you download a zip file that has something snuck into it or hidden into it, but, you know, an AVI file? Come on now. An MPEG? Come on. This is just absolutely exaggerating.
Totally.
The problem.
Why didn't they just, I mean, and that's such utter bullshit. I mean, first of all, how many people keep their social security number and all that shit on their computer? Well, I don't. I mean, I'm sure there's some people that do, and that would probably scare them.
I put mine, and then I set Kazaa to share everything.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they might have as well said, you know, somebody's going to fuck your dog and kill your wife, or anyway, whatever.
Or the other way around?
Yeah, whatever. They're just using fear. That is simple and utter inducing of fear. It's total utter bullshit.
If the guilt doesn't get you, the fear will.
Yes, and that's exactly what they're doing. You know, it's just unbelievable. It's so unbelievable.
That's what I'm saying. I can't help but yell, and
please do, because I'm just like, it's like, it's frustrating. It's like, it's so obvious. It's so painfully obvious. You wish everybody could just realize, oh, they're trying to manipulate me. Oh, they're trying to control me. They're trying to make me do what they want to do, so I will spend my money on their crap.
Guess what? They have enough extra money to put this on television and air it during prime time.
Oh, yeah. It's weird. It is so weird, just like those cable-stealing commercials that are coming around.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's very bad. People have to realize this kind of stuff. And people say, oh, fuck, it doesn't matter. Who cares? Even if, okay, maybe they realize and they'll say, oh, fuck, who cares, right? I don't care. You don't fucking, how can you not care? How can you not care that corporations, that people can get away with this kind of stuff? You know? That nobody says anything. They always say, oh, okay, blindly. I'll just blindly go buy all those DVDs. I'll just, you know, go to the movies and be happy and dumb and eat my fast food.
In one way, you know, I just thought of this right now. In one way, the fact that people don't care, I'm wondering if that may actually be a... I mean, it's always a bad thing, but in a weird way, it's a good thing in this situation, because maybe I'm mad because I'm sitting here thinking all the sheep, all the people at home, the normals are going to watch this, and, you know, they're going to be like, oh, God, they're going to do this, and they're going to... I have to go... Do you really think any of them... A, they don't care. They're going to listen to it. They may even believe it. Do you think they're going to care enough? Do you think they're going to get up and go uninstall Kazaa? No, they're probably not even going to care enough for that.
Very true. Yeah, oh, if anything, it's going to make people do it more. I mean, come on, a kid... You're a teenager. You want some fresh movies, and you see this stuff. You're going, wow, I can get free movies, or the fact that this big, you know, somebody with authority, this big corporation, is putting commercials on that says I can't do something. Fuck, I'm gonna do it more.
Exactly.
Shit, you can't smoke. Fuck, I'm lighting up, bitch. What the fuck? That is so stupid. Just like those goddamn anti-smoking commercials run by frickin' Philip Morris, man. That is just the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Hey, it's cool not to smoke. Whatever. What the fuck ever.
You know what?
What?
But serves the RIAA and the MPAA, serves them fucking right, because they're the ones that engendered all this. They're the people that said, hey, just go and watch a movie and forget about all the shit that you don't hear about on the news and everything else. Just
yeah.
Happy, and we're going to play our fucking Coke commercials in front of a goddamn movie that you paid to see.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't get me started on that. Fucking bad.
It is.
But, you know, they're the ones that told everyone to go out and do this. And, you know, now instead of being the supreme rulers of the universe that they think they are, they're going to get blown the fuck off, just like everything else.
Yeah. You know, isn't it like one of our biggest exports is entertainment?
That and whores.
Whores?
No. I'm fucking with you.
Hookers!
I'm trying to tone it down a little bit.
Thank you very much. Yeah, by the way, during, you know, times of depression, recession here in this country, when times are hard, guess what people go do? They go and see movies. You know, they do. It's an escape. They really go and try to escape.
Hey, come on, this was a blockbuster summer movie summer.
Big time.
They broke records. They had huge selling movies. They're not hurting for money.
No.
You know, the problem, here's the solution. I'll give you a simple solution that they don't want to hear. The solution, pay your employees more money. Instead of giving $50 million to Ben Affleck to do another fucking sucky-ass movie with J-Lo making her $50 million, instead of making another one of those, okay, why don't you hire some real actors, and why don't you get some writers and pay them a reasonable amount of money, distribute all the money that you make amongst the set painters, okay, amongst the writers, amongst the design people, amongst the guys who carry the boxes out and build the sets. You give them fair money. Keep what little bit of profits. Keep yourself some profits because you are a company making it, and get off my back. That's your solution.
Straight up.
And here's the most ironic thing of the whole site, I thought. They have a copyright license on there. And if you read their copyright license, it says, welcome to copyrights, and the website, in case we haven't said it or said it clearly, is respectcopyrights.org. It's a website maintained by the members of the MPAA, blah, 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 blah. The very bottom, it says that it's for your personal entertainment, information, education, and communication. Browse the site. You can download materials displayed for your non-commercial personal use only. So even if we believed in this, even if we wanted to go out and shout to the rooftops, peer-to-peer is bad, you will get viruses, and you should all stop doing this, and your dog's going to get raped. We can't do it because they don't give us permission. We can't even do it because they copyright even such a thing as that. I mean, that's so ironic.
It is.
It's sick.
It is sick. You know, we got it. Honestly, why, I mean, you know what, why do we bother? We, you know, all it does is frustrate us, right? You know, makes us swear, talk about
you
fucking dogs.
I'll tell you exactly why. I'm hoping that someone listening to this show is on the fence. And I hope I just pushed them back to the other side. I hope that they listen to this, and a big slap of reality says, they're sitting there, they're like, you know what, they do deserve to get paid, don't they? I mean, I don't want to take food out of the guy's mouth. I'm a reasonable person. I don't want to steal from... Listen, that's not what's happening. Think about it logically. That's not the truth. Who's taking food out of that guy's mouth? The people in charge of the MPAA, Jack Valentine. Does he look like he's hurting for money? You know? He's got enough money. What he needs to do is go get those eyebrows trimmed. Okay, first of all, Scott looks like he's got two caterpillars fucking on his forehead. Shit trimmed off, okay? And he's still going to have so much money that he can wipe his ass with $1,000 bills every day and will live and will have so much money to have a gold, solid gold coffin. Hopefully soon.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, there's some, you want to share the contact information?
Yes, please.
Let's see, contacting respectcopyrights.org. If you have any questions about, we need to call this next show.
We will. Keep going and I'll tell you about the next show as well.
If you have questions about their privacy policy, contact respect@copyright.org. Ooh, that's an interesting one. Contact is respect@copyright.org, not respectcopyrights.org. It's respect@copyright.org. So there must be a copyright.org site that we didn't. Or at 818-995-6600, or send a letter to respectcopyrights.org, 15503 Ventura Boulevard, Encino, California, 91436. They also have a number, an anti-piracy hotline. What do you do if you know someone is illegally distributing entertainment online or in the streets? Oh, wait, this goes in the streets now, too.
Are you shitting me?
The MPAA of America maintains a toll-free anti-piracy hotline number, and this is what we got to call, 1-800-NO-COPIES, C-O-P-Y-S.
He's not shitting you, Bland.
Oh, seriously. They want you to call in and fucking... Operation Tiff.
Next time we should call up and we should say, listen, I think I know this, you know, and I don't want to, we'll act like the fear worked. Let's fucking see how long we can keep him on the phone and go, oh my God, because I feel so bad I'm taking food out of the painter's mouth and I want to make sure he gets it. You know, let's drag it out and let's see what kind of propaganda they feed us if we pretend like we're into it and interested.
I just had an evil idea, by the way.
I had one too.
I bet it's the same one. Much like a PWF, Project Walmart Freedom, we will band together and bombard the hell out of that line at once. Call it like it was never been called before. Every mofo in earshot of a payphone will pick up the handset and call that number at a designated time.
1-800-N-O-C-O-P-Y-S.
Well, they spelled it wrong, first of all.
Grammar.
I know, that's why I spelled it, to point that out.
And we will arrange this. We will get on a con line or whatever one night, and they would just get ready. Everybody, every motherfucker that can dial a phone, Carrot Head for motherfucking, or Carrot Top, whatever his name is, get him to dial it, and everybody call them up at the same time. And either, I don't know what you should do, tell them, you know, give fake reports, or tell them they're shitheads or something. Who knows if you even got a human. We got to do that. We got to tie that, let's DOS that line, essentially.
I wonder if I do enough digging, if I can find that paint set director, whatever he was, the cock painter, if I can get in touch with him.
I
call him and ask him what kind of car he fucking drives.
Yeah.
I drive a minivan.
Sorry. I just got a lowrider, so that's kind of cool. Yes, DOS that line. Was that your idea, Bland?
No.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay, I want to call them up. And I want to get them on the air. I want to tell them that, you know, I've been a bad boy in the past. I've downloaded some bad shit, but I've seen the errors of my ways. And I want to atone for my sins.
Uh-huh.
How should I go and do that?
Ooh, nice.
What can I do to make amends with Jack Valenti?
It's very biblical, by the way. Very religious of you.
Your punishment is to go watch The Hulk 50 times.
Ah.
Oh, that's... No, thank you.
Yeah, that's bad. I like that idea. Next show, let me pimp that right now, because this is actually a very good segue. We're going to do that very thing that Bland just said. We're going to definitely call that number, maybe both numbers. We're going to call AT&T as well. We're also, I've got tons of emails responding to the RIAA rant, and I've got people, Angel, he sent me a real-life story, just what we talked about, a real-life story of how basically sharing music and or music and radio on the Internet works. Got another guy. I got to see if he wants to use his real name, who is going to be writing some articles and or participating in some projects to deal with things that we talked about tonight and on that previous show. I've got a lot of good stuff coming up for that next show. Tons of good emails from people. And lots of, how do I say it? Activist activities, right? Not militant, but activist. We're going to do a lot of things that that'll hopefully, hopefully make some kind of impact. Stank, man, when you started ranting about the video of the set painter, the cock painter, my God, that was awesome, dude.
I know it spiked it because I record, I see what it looks like, I know it's going to come through all static.
Oh, fuck, I don't care, that's rad.
I apologize, the listeners I know.
Cause no.
Mention to me, you know, sometimes I do yell, I raise my voice when I get mad, and I try to control it, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just comes out, and, you know, somebody told me they were listening in their headphones, and they had all of a sudden had to grab and yank them off because it sounded too loud, and,
That's good, that's damn good radio, damn good radio.
To calm down, I drank a whole thing of super sweet southern iced tea.
Shit.
Had to cool myself down.
Yummy.
The air conditioning coincidentally kicked on. I must have heated the room up because
Oh, you did. I promised Mute I would call him.
I'm wiping the sweat off the phone now. So you know what? It's probably a good time for me to drop.
Are you? All right.
Yeah, you get Mute on the phone.
All right. Thank you, Stank, for being on my show.
I appreciate it. You know, I literally got mad when I saw the commercial. I got even madder when I saw the website, and I knew that you and I and Bland had to get on and go off on this. And hopefully, again, somebody that was on the fence might, you know, think twice about it and realize that they're, you know, don't fall into these games. Don't give everything they show you. So until BinRev Episode 5, I'm Snake Dog signing off.
Later.
Peace.
What?
All right, hold on. Oh. Bland, I'm going to take you off speaker.
All right.
Okay, we're off speaker right now. Are you there, Stank? No. All right, let me make sure he drops. Okay. And next show, I shouldn't say my show, it's everybody's show, for crying out loud. Next show, I will have show notes. We will be prepared. Oh, I know. I wish you were my neighbor. We could hack all day long. Yeah, it would be good shit. All right, you're off. Hold on, let me get... Fuck. There it is. All right, hold on. I'm calling Mute right now. Ooh, I better... Somebody said that you could hear me dial. I better turn the... Hold on, I'm going to pull it away. All right, hold on. Okay, so here we... Wait, let me make sure it flashes. Okay, flash it, so... Okay. There we go. You're on? All right. We're calling the Mute. Yeah? Yes. Well, but it's not on speaker.
Oh my God! It's been every night for 5 weeks.
Guess what, dude? It wasn't on speakerphone.
Oh,
oh, dude, good try, good try. What did you say, anyways? Me and Stank are going out. Well, don't tell him. Blend and I are seeing each other now.
Oh no! Totally even.
What?
Exclusively.
We're steady now.
We're going to go get tested together.
I'm wearing his ring. What's up, Mute?
Ring,
we're recording, by the way.
Oh, I know.
Okay, you got it. Whoa, what are you in, like, are you in a toilet? Are you in, like, a J-John? What's up?
No, I'm outside
whoa,
now.
Whoa, you are loud, bro.
Am I okay?
Drop a little bit. There's, like, a huge disparity between you and Bland right now.
Better?
That's better.
Okay,
let's, we got about, just under 10 minutes.
Okay.
You messed with a very cool phone, one of my favorites, AT&T Public Phone 2000i, correct?
Yeah, I did. It was in, if people don't know, I'm at Disney. Well, I used to be at Disney World up to a couple days ago. Then we moved to our condo, Mute's compound, if you will, like Waco, Texas. And when I was at Disney World, they have the normal standard pay phones. They have the TTY-enabled pay phones, and then they have... Every so often, a AT&T public phone, 2000i, I think they call it.
Yeah.
And they're just big phones that have, I guess, like, it's like software. Maybe it is a fully functioning phone, but also the touch screen on it, too.
Whoa, dude. You're like cracking my speaker.
Oh, man.
Pull the phone just a little bit away from your mouth.
Oh, it's far from where.
Seriously? That is a good phone. Okay, go for it. I think that's good.
Okay, so it's basically just a big... computer with a phone on it, and the computer touch screen that allows you to do a bunch of stuff
one's TTY, and that's how the message that you see at the beginning of RFA was sent. And then it's got a bunch of, and it's pretty cool. I didn't get as far because I was really busy, but Duel wrote an article about it.
Yeah, I didn't get very far myself. It's more just information. It's kind of a tough nut to crack. There are a few things you can do. It's kind of lame, but you can crash it just from, not from the old task manager exploit, but the error windows from that, the windows that say it has been disabled by your administrator, you get infinite number of those, and that'll crash it, and then, it'll do stuff, it'll reboot, and then you can get some more info that way, you can get to a BIOS screen that way. There's a lot of stuff you can do. Check out that article. The social engineering was actually really fun. They're neat, neat phones. I mean, they call into AT&T every half hour. Read the article, it's very cool.
The other thing I got news of was actually just today. Now, I told Bland this, and I thought I should keep it a secret. It's a bad habit of mine when I'm away. I need internet access really bad. I'm jonesing. So I have to go to a really, really sad, now don't anyone hurt me for this, I have to use AOL.
Ah!
It hurts, but...
I think Bland hung up. He's so disgusted. Bland?
No, I'm still here. I'm still I'm waiting for AOL for Linux. That'd be funny. Okay, anyways, so I have to use that. So, what we have to do down here in our place in Florida is I don't have to update access numbers. It's older version AOL. So, I called. Halfway through downloading the numbers, I get knocked off, and then the phone rings. I'm like, okay, call waiting kicked in. Could knock me offline. No, we pick up the phone. It's a recorded message telling me that I dialed an ISP long distance, and AT&T wants me to verify that I did this.
What?
We should have recorded this message. I want to reproduce it. It's the weirdest thing. So halfway through, it dials, does modem, says, okay, downloading numbers, kicks me off. We pick up the phone. It's a recording. It's another, woman's voice saying, your phone number has dialed a long distance carrier for an ISP. Are you sure you want to do this? Please verify your phone and try again.
No kidding.
But, yeah, that is the weirdest thing ever.
Can you reproduce it? Have you reproduced it?
I'm going to try to reproduce it tonight.
Yeah, do that. And I wonder why. Like, are people, base boxing internet access or something?
That's what I think.
Dude, crazy. You got to record that.
Yeah.
Do you have a speakerphone?
Yeah, I do, but I'm on a cell phone right now.
Well, no, I know. Not do it right now, but so you can record it.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Nice. Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I talked about AT&T. You're talking about AT&T as well. There's another story in USA Today. AT&T will bundle broadband with phone service. I don't know why this is news. It's actually AT&T has had DSL service in other cities. I know people that have it right now. I don't know why it's such a big freaking story, but you can get AT&T DSL in cities. I don't know what this bugs me. I don't know why it's such big news, but I would love to hear that AT&T message. You know AT&T is provider, right? It's got to be.
Yeah.
Now, is AT&T the provider for your...
The long distance. Now, locally...
That's what I was going to order.
It's Sprint. Right now, it's Sprint. Long distance, AT&T. Actually, at my house, at the Mute first underground layer, so the second underground layer is my website, the first one. They moved recently. If you kind of a shifting process, it's always been SBC Ameritech.
Yeah.
I've always had the Ameritech trucks. Now they're kind of converting over to these SBC trucks.
Yeah.
Like half and half right now are SBC Ameritech, so I don't know what's going to happen. But I have been doing my faithful services, yelling at them at any time.
Good for you.
Whenever I see one, I scream phone freaking or Ameritech. They turn around, they look at me weird, and they turn and do their work again.
I'm sure you make their day when you do that.
I do. Oh, they're going to see me.
I've been so damn busy, and this pisses me off, that I've seen even a guy. You guy was at the box right by my house, my local can, and I couldn't. I was so busy. Believe this, that I could not stop and talk to him. I've been upset ever since. That's it. That's why I'm so upset. Cause he was, sitting on his 5-gallon bucket, messing with pears, chilling. Got his, got the yellow hard hat going. Man, I wanted to talk to him.
So wait, you're not pissed off because Snake left you for Bland?
No, Bland and I are seeing each other. Don't tell Stank.
Dang.
As soon as I memorize Bland's number, dude, that's when you know it's meant to be.
you know it's there.
It is. The, you know.
I'm on speed dial.
You're number one.
Number one. Speed dial. All
right, it's 8:30. We got to go because I have to mix still. Thank you, Mute, for being on the show.
As always.
I want to, hopefully both of you guys can be on the show next week. Next week will be a good show. We'll have notes. I'll be prepared. We got lots and lots of good email with lots of good stuff.
Hey,
lots of things to do.
That's an oxymoron for you.
Blaine Staker gave me shit too. Yeah, no. Get this. Usually when I get home the night we're going to record, I'll whip up the show notes in. I've got a lot of stuff on my head, and you know I'll get a nice flow. I'll have segues, all that stuff. Tonight,
and you know what you really do is you sit down and you think, wait a minute, what's Blaine doing now? You quote unquote release a little tension, thinking of man.
Hey, dude,
what? His mantra is his business.
That's right, man. That is right. It's so personal, dude. It's very personal. All right, guys. Thanks for being on the show. Check us out next week. And
Hey.
What?
Shouts to Rachel.
Who?
There's a friend of mine that told her to check out the show. She says she's going to check it out tonight.
Oh, fuck. She's checking out this? Fuck.
You're just ripping off of me. Blaine, you're ripping off me. Hey. Her boyfriend is probably going to be listening, too.
Oh. All right. Well, no, that's fine. Oh, fuck. Yeah, have her listen to another episode. Come on, man.
Oh.
This is a. I mean, I'm sure this is good.
Dude, she's the one that got the letter I told you all about last show.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hopefully she'll understand.
Yeah.
Definitely check out a previous ep or another ep as well.
Definitely check out other eps.
Yeah. All right. Good. Fuck. I want some sleep. All right, guys. Fuck. Okay. This has been RFA. Later.